On Monday, we read from your emails. A lot of our correspondence this week stemmed from our program on legacy admissions. Amy Anderson wrote from Ann Arbor, Michigan, "I attended Northwestern University, and this subject caused some guilt and confusion in a sociology class dealing with education. All of the students wanted to create a fair and just system, but few wanted to give up advantages for their hypothetical future children." Kendall in Washington, D.C. added, "I'm an African-American and recent graduate of Georgetown University Law Center. I love the idea that my child may have an advantage because of my prior attendance. One thing no one is talking about is the fact that after a student comes in through affirmative action, their children then become a legacy. It seems to me that eliminating legacy now would be another way to hinder affirmative action." And this from Joyce Felter in San Antonio, "Please don't tell this to my one-year-old grandson, but I cheer the end of legacy preference. My daughter-in-law graduated from A&M, and her son, my grandson, would have benefited if the legacy still existed. Of course, we can already see that the boy is a total genius. He'll get in on his own." Now a couple of clarifications. During our program on prescription drug pricing, we failed to correct a guest who misidentified the manufacturer of the drug Zoloft. Stuart Muir wrote in to set the record straight. Zoloft is made by Pfizer. Also during the program, the question came up, can anyone go to a buying club such as Costco or Sam's Club and purchase prescription drugs even without a membership card? We phoned the home offices of both stores, and they say the answer is yes. During our segment on how some NASA scientists are punching the clock on a different schedule than the rest of us, listener Neil Jarrell wrote in about another caller who'd shared his experience on a different clock in the U.S. Navy. On Navy submarines, he said, a day was 18 hours long. Moments later, he used the colloquial phrase 24/7. Neil Jarrell continues, "I found this to be humorous and sat down to figure the following correction. On an American Navy submarine where one measure of a day is apparently 18 hours, the phrase 24/7 would actually be more correctly stated as 18 9 1/3. That's an 18-hour day and a 9 1/3 days in the week." And finally, Tamara wrote in during our segment about the documentary on Craigslist and the people who use it. "I'm often teased about finding all that I need on Craigslist," she writes, "but the most unusual item is Bessie the dairy cow. We recently purchased a ranch, and one late night I came across a posting that Bessie needed a home since she was unable to produce milk. She will be transported to Marin County, where she will spend many happy years roaming the hills." And Dave wrote in with a question. "I was listening to a discussion about the website Craig's Bliss. I tried to find it with no luck. What's the official site address?" Well, interestingly, we got a similar email from E. Latella in New York City, and she joins us now.
Hello. What's all this fuss about Craig's Bliss? I mean, it's all well and good that the young man is happy. That's fine. But do we need to hear all the details on the World Wide Web? You know, it is typical of this generation. They just go on and on.
Emily?
Yes.
It's not Craig's Bliss. It's Craig's List.
You mean the online classified site on the internet?
That's right. Craig's List.
Oh, never mind.
Our thanks to NPR's Susan Stamberg and our apologies to the late Gilda Radner. By the way, the official website is craigslist.org. If you have questions, comments, or corrections, drop us a line. Our email address is totn@npr.org. Please be sure to include the topic of the show in question and tell us where you're writing from. If necessary, provide us some guidance on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Setsuko Sato, Justine Kennan, Megan Williams, and Brendan Banizak. Chad Campbell directs our program. Joel Riddle is our production assistant, and Molly Messick is the TOTN intern. Our technical director is Kevin Waite. Audio engineers include Burke Hun, Vince Muse, Suzanne Herron, and Cal Southworth. Ellen Silva is our senior editor, Sue Goodwin, our senior producer. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Leith Bishop. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.